Beer, an alcoholic drink made from yeast, fermented malt flavored with hops. Abel, having the power, skill, means, or opportunity to do something. Dad, a person who is corny or embarrassing in the way that a father figure might be.
Daddy's home!
I love you, Daddy!
When you bring all three of those words together, you get the Beerable Dad Podcast. Welcome. What's happening? Welcome back to another episode of the Beerable Dad. I'm your host, as usual, the Beerable Dad. Hopefully things are going good. We just had Remembrance Day in Canada, so shout out to all the veterans. I'm one of those people that's super proud of what we have right now because of the veterans. The thing, it drives me crazy when you have all these people that are like, they were just murdering people. They just say stupid things, and I think that a lot of people don't understand the risk that was involved then, so that these people can go and complain about freaking vegan food or whatever. Yeah, it drives me. I don't like it. It kind of pisses me off when people get all uppity and talk like that. So just a thought. Just a thought on my part. But yeah, welcome back to the Beerable Dad. Today we're going to talk about something that me and my son have been doing for the last couple of years, and that's collecting. I really enjoy it. I find it to be a really good hobby to do with one of your children, even both of them. My little girl, not so much. She's not really into, like, she likes opening the cards, but she doesn't understand it as much. She's just not quite into it as much as my son is. My son is, like, really, like, 100% in. He's like, oh, okay, we gotta get this card, Dad. We gotta get that card. So last year we started by doing the Tim Hortons cards in Canada, Tim Hortons hockey cards, since McDonald's has stopped doing it for the last, I don't even know how long McDonald's hasn't done it for, but it's been quite some time. But, so yeah, we started doing that. Last year we were able to, we ended up meeting a guy through Facebook Marketplace who had all the cards we needed, and so I reached out to him, and it's kind of always weird, like, trading and selling over Facebook. So what we did was, I said, hey, look, we don't know each other, but if we add each other as friends on Facebook, and then we have mutual friends, then, like, we have, like, some sort of connection to each other. So that's what we did, and we ended up having two friends in common. I think it was two. Yeah, we did a straight across trade. I had a couple of, like, the rarer cards, I suppose. And yeah, so we traded. And then this year again, we've done the same thing. So, like, big shout out. His name's Greg. Big shout out to Greg. I really appreciate it. It's really fun because my son, like, looks forward to it now. He, like, as soon as it started, like, we started getting cards, he was like, oh, Dad, are you going to get a hold of Greg? And I was like, yeah, I probably should, eh? So yeah, I reached out to him again this year. He hooked us up again. We got a bunch of cards off of him again, because we had some cards that he had needed. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. And then now, like, we have other friends in town. A friend of ours, Wayne, him and his sons are trying to collect a set too. So we had probably 200 doubles, I want to say, and or triples, whatever. It was just all of our extra cards. So we ended up giving all of our cards to Wayne and his boys. So hopefully they can get a set done this year too. But yeah, it's a nice thing to do. Wayne and I were also talking more about it, and it's like a little bit of a bonding thing. What he was saying was, like, they'll go for hockey practice or whatever, and then one of his boys will open a few packs of cards, and then you, like, look at the cards, and you're like, oh, Dad, like, this is so cool. Look, I got this one. I got the David canvas card or whatever. It's a really fun thing to do, I found, with my kids. It's really enjoyable. Maybe it's because, like, I've always wanted to be, like, the card collector, but I wasn't able to. Like, we did somewhat, but not, like, we didn't actually collect full sets. It was just like, oh, can we get one pack of cards? And we get one pack of cards. So now that I'm an adult and I have a bit more disposable income, we've gotten into collecting cards. I also collect comic books, which is, I guess I haven't really done that in the last few years, probably 5 years. But I have quite a large collection of comics as it is, so I'm happy with that. I just found it's a way for you and your child to bond over some, like, a mutual thing. Like, me and my little girl, like, we love watching movies together. And, like, so the other day, the Jungle Cruise movie came out, the one with The Rock. Really good movie. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was well done. It's got Paul Giamatti in it, which I was kind of shocked about. I was like, oh, I haven't seen him in anything for a while. But we watch that together, and it's just, I find like you got to find something that you guys both can enjoy. And like, I'm not saying that you need to have something you can both enjoy without the other child, but it's a nice thing, I think, to have with one child. You have a special thing that you and them do, and that's what you guys do. Like, it's great, I think. I don't know why, but like, I really do enjoy that, because then you feel like that's your special thing with them, and they look forward to it, you look forward to it. Yeah, I just like having a special thing just with them. Yeah, it makes for alone like time with them and them only. Yes, I can do a lot of things with one child, or like with both children. Sorry, we like to go out hunting, and usually all of us go a whole family event, and that's something that we all do together. But like collecting the hockey cards, it's just me and my son. We know what when it comes to around that time, we're gonna spend some money and we're gonna get some cards. Like, my boy had saved his money. He saved $50 just to buy hockey cards with for this year. And he had told me that for a while, that money he had gotten, I think it was for his birthday or something. But that money was what he was going to be using for his hockey cards this year. And I thought that was great. Hey, so he pitched in $50. I think I pitched in a lot more. We'll just go with that. I spent a lot of money on hockey cards this year, I think. But it's, like I said, I don't think it's about the money. I think it's about the fun that we had collecting the cards. So I really enjoy that, having an activity with them that is just like a me and you kind of thing. Yeah. So yeah, that's one of the dad thoughts of the day. Another thing lately. So where I live, actually, I had my neighbor who I sent the podcast to was listening, and he said, "Man, like, you should do a little episode on how to deal with a barking dog in the neighborhood." And to be honest, I don't even know how to deal with it. Like, my neighbor has two dogs. They're great dogs. I think the world of them. Like, they do what dogs should do. You get a couple barks when you get home. I tell them, oh, be quiet, dogs. And then they're fine. But there's a dog, like, close by, and that thing just barks nonstop for no reason. Like, you could open a door, the dog barks. You could walk in your yard, the dog barks. You could talk to somebody outside, the dog barks. I freaking hate it. It is so annoying, and I feel like the owners just don't care. Like, I yell at the dog, and I feel like I shouldn't, but in another way, like, you never hear it getting disciplined. Like, you never get it, like, you never hear them doing anything with the dog, which I find really shitty, because it seems like it could be a good dog. Like, you never know. Like, it could be a great dog. It could be like the best dog ever, but it just doesn't have any attention, so then like it's barking for attention. But man, it is so oh, it's brutal. Like, we acquired a hot tub last year, since you can't really do anything, and our big thing is like we could like to go on trips. So we acquired a hot tub instead of a trip this year, or this past year, whatever. And you go out to the hot tub, the dog barks, and it barks, and it barks, and it barks, and it barks. And I'm like, why the hell? Like, we have a little tiny dog. We have a little chihuahua. I can hear my chihuahua bark from inside my house. Like, he's very quiet. I'm not saying my house isn't well insulated. It's pretty good insulation. Like, but you can hear it. These people are just like shut up your dog, or just spend some time with the freaking dog. Gotta get tired of hearing it. That's sorry. That was a little bit of a rant, more or less, to get it off my chest, because I hate hearing the dog bark. I feel bad for it. It's always outside. It's crazy to me. I think I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Hey, if you think I'm wrong, go and leave me a message. I think it's www.anchor.fm/messages, and you can leave me a message about it. Or if you know me personally, send me a message on Facebook or wherever you can. But yeah, I feel bad for that dog, because I feel like there's a lack of attention given to it. So it's one of those things that, like, how are you supposed to approach your neighbor about it? And I've already told them, like, I'm like, man, hey, you guys should, like, your dog sure barks a lot. Like, I try to do it, like, and not be an asshole about it. Because, hey, they in the long term of things, they're my neighbors. I don't want to have to be in a fight with my neighbors, like, if I can help it. But in saying that, I've said stuff to them, and it's just, it goes nowhere. It's unbelievable that I don't know. They can listen to their own dog bark for hours on end, and it doesn't bother them. I don't understand that at all. So, yeah. But yeah, other things going on is I'm part of a dad's hockey fantasy draft. I guess it's kind of like a hockey episode, you could say. He shoots, he scores. And you know what? I've never done one before, but I really enjoy it. I look forward to see who's playing well during the week. I don't know if it's I've never done fantasy sports. Like I said, it's something I wasn't expecting to like, I guess. But I find it like super enjoyable, and it takes very little effort. Yeah, it takes nothing to do. It's sure a good time. And so at the end of it, I think there's like 14 or 18 weeks, whatever, however many weeks it is. At the end of it, the loser, person with the least amount of points, ends up having to go out on the street and take a picture saying that they're really bad at fantasy sports, which I think is hilarious. I think that's like something super funny that like it takes nothing to do, right? So yeah, I thought that was quite fun. Like I said, we're only about 5 weeks in, I think, but yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it. So, okay, so anyways, we're going to move on to the next part of the show, and that is the dad joke of the day. And dad joke of the day is, how does a scientist freshen their breath? With experiments. That's right. Dad joke of the day. Okay.
How about a beer?
Time for a beer review. All right, ready? We're going to try and get a nice crack. Today's beer, we got Watermelon Blonde. It is made by Nine Locks Brewing Company, another Canadian beer. Dartmouth, they're made in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. Let's read the back of the can. So Nine Locks Brewing Company is located in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, close to the historic Chenebesi Canal. To create the best beer possible, we brew in small batches using all natural ingredients. Light, crisp, effervescent, and quenching. Nine Locks Watermelon Blonde is a North American-style Weiser brew with Canadian wheat and barley. Breedy, grainy wheat notes give way to sight tart acidy finish with a refreshing hint of watermelon. I've never tried these beers, this beer at least. It's a 5% beer. Yeah. Let's try it out. Let's see if we can get a good crack on it. Ooh, that one was sweet. Looks like it's a fairly light beer. Yeah, here goes the first drink. I don't really taste any watermelon. Yeah, I don't know. It's it tastes just like a light beer. Almost like a Coors Light. I'm not tasting any really watermelon notes, though. Yeah, I don't taste any watermelon notes. I don't know. That's strange. Like, maybe slightly at the very end. Yeah, I'm all for this, like, the interesting stuff. Like, the pineapple was really good. Like, man, that was by, that was in the last episode. That was by Angry Monk, or Troubled Monk out of Red Deer. Yeah. This one's just not doing it for me. I don't know. It's the display's nice. Like, it looks like it's gonna be like a really like watermelon-y taste. But I would chalk it up to about a Coors Light taste. I was really really hoping for that watermelon-y-ness. I'm a big watermelon fan myself. Yeah, I don't know, maybe I need to drink more of it. I've only had two drinks, so we're going to go in for a third drink, see how refreshingly crisp it is. Oh, maybe. Okay, that one I took a quite a bit bigger drink, and I could just slightly taste some watermelon-y taste to it. But it could also be because I really want it to taste like watermelon. I feel. Yeah, I'm not too sure about it. It's nice. Yeah, it's nice. Like, just relaxing beer, but I don't know if I'd go out and get a case of it. Like, if somebody was at Like, you know how, like, you always have that one buddy that's like, oh, man, check out this new IPA or whatever. Whatever. What is this even? Is this an IPA? I don't even know what IPA stands for. If somebody wants to, like, teach me about it, by all means, I want to know the differences between IPAs and all the different stuff, which I actually might have an opportunity to talk with wait, I'm going to look him up. I'm going to give him a little shout out here. So we have a brewing company right close to us, but I want to set something up, the one guy, so we can, like, come and, like I can either go there or something. I can't find it. Anyways, my friend Paulie, he works at the Fernie Brewing Company, and I would really like to have him on the show. So I was talking to him, and he is, I want to say he's in the brewing side of things, but I can't remember. Anyways, Paulie's a really good guy. I worked with him before, a long time ago, back before we had kids. But now we both have kids, and I would really like to have him on the show. I sent him a message already about it, and he thinks it's a great idea. So I would like to have somebody come on and, like, just, like, explain some things. Like, I don't know. I can figure it out. But, yeah, anyway, so look forward to that in the meantime. But I'm going to have another drink of this Nine Locks Watermelon Blonde. I'm going to say it's... I can't remember what I went on. I want to say I went on one out of five. I'll go, whatever. I'll go to 10. Like I said, it's a nice beer. If it didn't have the watermelon on it, I'd probably give it like a 7 or an 8. It's a very nice beer. I just, when it has the watermelon on it, you're really looking forward to that watermelon taste, I think. And the watermelon taste wasn't as good as I thought it would be. So I think maybe 5, 6 is a little harsh. Based on, like, beer taste, I would say it's, like I said, a 7 or 8. Presentation of the can is beautiful, but that's where I would say the can is a little misdirecting. Because you're really expecting, like, a really watermelon-y taste, I think. At least I was. It was good, though. Like, I like the beer. Like I said, I probably wouldn't pick it up. But I'm going to go out and I'm going to check out some of their Nine Locks' other beers. Because if they make a really nice, I think that they would make a really nice just regular beer. So, yeah, I'm going to go check that out if I can find it. So, yeah. Final review. Beer itself, 7 to 8. Can presentation is nice, like I said, but misdirecting maybe. Because with the watermelon on it, I was looking forward to, like, a really watermelon-y beer. But it does have slight notes of watermelon. I would say beer can presentation, 5 or 6. Beer itself, 7 or 8. So, yeah, like I said, you take that as you want. I was just expecting more watermelon flavor, but it's a nice beer. And you can tell your friends, oh, hey, I tried a watermelon beer. Or something of that nature. But yeah, so Watermelon Blonde, that's from my basic beer knowledge. It has a very slight watermelon taste. They have a website you can go check out if you want. It's called 9locksbrewing.ca. Yeah, they have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, it says. Ingredients, I like this. Water, hops, malts, yeats, natural flavoring, and love. Yeah, directions for use, chill, open. It says highly recommended to open it. Enjoy and repeat. So I love that they're, like, doing new things with the cans. It's got like a nice little map of what looks like Nova Scotia on it. Hey, after I was done recording, I reached out to 9locks. And I got a hold of David. He's the director of marketing. And he just wanted to run down a little breakdown of the beer. It says it was pretty good little email back and forth. But anyways, it says 9locks is arguably Atlantic Canada's top brewery. So many ways to measure a vague claim like that, but I can certainly say we're the top brewery in Nova Scotia. I thought that was pretty funny. We're always looking to grow our exposure. So he was really happy to like that I reached out to him. So yeah, he sent me this little read up on him. Nine Locks Watermelon Blondie is a close cousin of Nova Scotia's top-selling craft beer, Nine Locks Dirty Blonde. I'm going to try and find the Dirty Blonde because I like the watermelon. I just think it needed more watermelon. That was just a personal thing. But if their beer tastes close to that, like it's going to be just awesome. And I would stock that in my beer fridge for sure. It's crisp, light, and quenching North American-style Weizen. So it's a Weizen beer. And we're learning more about beer with a hint of fresh watermelon. And that's what I got off of it. And I said it was more of like a hint. Like it was just, yeah, I wanted more. I was begging for more. So Nine Locks, begging for more. So Watermelon Blonde is the summer go-to for many people. They want something different, light and refreshing, that aren't fans or ready to drink coolers or seltzers. And that's kind of how I am. I prefer... Like, I would much rather a rattler than, like, a seltzer or a cooler. Yeah. In addition to Watermelon Dirty Blonde, Nine Locks has produced Strawberry Blonde, Apricot Blonde, and Dirty Blonde Light. And presently have plans to explore new flavors in the coming years. So that sounds really interesting to me. So, yeah. Be sure to go check them out. Big shout-out to David. I really appreciate the... his email, and yeah, can't wait to try more of their beer. So anyways, for the Beerable Dad, that's been a week. Go out, enjoy beer, and stay beerable.